And pray also that God would raise up more laborers. Who in here has the gift of teaching the scriptures? There are 42 villages to my south that have still no gospel witness. How can that be? In 2023, there are still people in the most remote places in the world that have no gospel witness. How can that be that the church is so silent? My heart breaks for these people. Who's going to tell them? Who's going to tell them? I think that's what we need to do. We need to do what chapter 10 says. Pray earnestly. That word earnestly is begging God to send out more laborers into the harvest. We need to beg God, not just once a year at a missions conference, but beg God continually every day in our private study and as a corporate family of God, pray that God would send out more workers into the harvest. And if that means that their very life is wiped off the face of the earth, that it is counted for righteousness' sake, it is worth every bit of suffering that they can endure because Christ is worthy. So we need to pray that way. And so I'd ask you now to join me as we, before we open up the word, to pray together that way. So Father, oh God, so thankful for Luke chapter 10, and I'm thankful for how you sent out those 70 to the places that you were about to go. You equipped them through your mercy and through your strength. Thank you, Father. So now we come to you because it's commanded of us in that section to pray for more laborers. So we ask you to do a mighty work in this church and in the churches that are affiliated with us, in the churches in America and in Australia and New Zealand and Canada and Korea. Oh God, send out faithful men and women. Send out men and women that will send out men that will preach, women that will submit to their husbands and labor alongside him and be a blessing in the ministry, oh God. Send out women to do nursing and to evangelize. Send out men to evangelize. Oh God, we need men. There is so little time. We need men and women that will lay down everything. But Father, we know that they take everything with them, and that is your Son.
This was shared at the start of Paul Snyder's sermon that was preached at Grace Community Church of San Antonio, Texas in March of 2023.